The cuts were approved as part of the state budget Governor Scott Walker signed last summer, but the Walker administration didn't specify which agencies would get hit hardest until later. The UW will bear the brunt of this round, taking a $46 million cut. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat John Richards said it would hurt the UW campus in his city, where they're researching water technology.
The cuts that we're making today will result in $6.2 million in cuts to UW-Milwaukee alone. And this will definitely slow down this effort to generate jobs in these great fields that hold tremendous promise for our region.
But West Bend Republican Pat Strakota said the university cuts were driven by a decision not to further cut spending on other programs, like public school aid, tech schools, and prisons.
I think the UW system is valued by all of us, and we understand the merits that they bring to the state of Wisconsin. And this is not something that any of us wanted to do, but it's just a matter of having to do because we kept those other high priorities.
The reductions came on top of an earlier $250 million cut to the UW. Even with the cuts, Wisconsin's two-year budget remains $143 million in the hole. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.